Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find that common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight it's my pleasure to welcome back my regular mystic visionary, Athena Starr. She's not so regular, she's extraordinary, but she is a regular guest on the show every 2 months. She's a reverend, a renowned visionary, mystic, Reiki master, teacher, and motivational speaker. She has assisted thousands worldwide, including dignitaries and world leaders, in life transformational sessions and conferences. She does this both live and by telephone for personal and career success, relationships and prosperity, among other things. She's also a frequent guest on national TV and radio, and she's available for guest speaking, workshops, sessions, media, and of course, personal discussions. So, without further ado, let me introduce Athena. Athena, once again, how are you tonight?
Oh, we are just radiant tonight at this time of the equinox, the spring equinox, and glad to be back with you, David. You always do a wonderful intro there. Great show you have.
Thank you. Well, it's nice to have you here. Always appreciate your contribution to the show, and I know that the callers in the past have found help from you, and likewise, that should be the case with tonight's callers. What's so special about the spring equinox?
Well, each equinox and solstice is the time of when the solar system changes and the nearness to the equator and north and south hemisphere do a dance together differently.
Uh-huh.
The spring equinox is always the opening, of course, to the longer days and the opening for the summer season, the summer solstice, when we're the seeds are planted in the spring, as we know, the new creations are taking place, and then the fruition starts in the summer and into the fall harvest. So everything has symbolism, but this particular equinox is very, very powerful. Each equinox, by the way, in solstice, what's happening in the ascension process for the planet, just if I mention that as it's coming to my mind here, is that the each time the frequencies and the octaves for what's called the photon belt in the planet and electromagnetic shield get stronger and higher vibrations. So it thrusts and moves everything forward that much more higher and clear for ascension within ourselves and for the whole planet. Basically raising consciousness that much more. It's like, you know, kicking it up a notch, like that cook, that guy that's a cook on one of those talk shows. He always says, kick it up a notch. So it's kicked up. But this particular equinox, it's really being kicked up because March 20th through the 22nd, I believe, 22nd, 23rd, which is the full moon, 23rd is the full moon, brings it into high gear, fruition, is a big, huge wave of what's called gamma waves coming into the planet. The last one was in October, November time. And so these gamma waves are really coming in and making a big thrust energetically. So what do we do with that? Well, it's like a big tidal wave of energy coming in. It's like, oh, boy, oh, and people feel this excitement, this energy. But it also, of course, brings up emotions and issues and things. So what we want to do with that is take it within attuned to the divine realms, anchor it into our own bodies, our multidimensional bodies, and remain grounded with Earth, do things that are nurturing, uplifting, healing, have sessions, like channeling sessions or healing sessions, massage, acupuncture, whatever. Because what you're doing is then you're helping your body to integrate and take advantage of all that energy coming in rather than being overwhelmed by it. It's like when the solar flares come in, a lot of solar flares have been hitting the planet recently. You've heard of that, right? You've read on that?
Yes. Well, I've heard of it from you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's okay. So the gamma rays are waves. This huge wave is coming in. It's actually starting now, but it really hits on the 20th through the 23rd, right in that time frame. So that's very soon coming. So tonight we'll be linking in with that energy and bringing it through and anchoring it with everyone. And no matter where they are on the planet, we're stations of light. So we bring it through and anchor it for the whole planet because we can do that. As Jesus said, when two or more are gathered, right, in my name, so we're anchoring that energy coming in. So it's like, that expression, make hay while the sun shines? That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
We're taking advantage of that energy to both link in, to shift our own vibrations, to open up to higher creativity, higher alignment, and to, just create everything better in our lives, but also for the whole planet as a whole. And I don't know how else to explain it. People can Google that about gamma waves, March 20th, and you just Google it and you'll get more information on it. I'm not a scientist, but basically in an overview from the Galactic Federation, which I work with, the Ascended Masters and the Archangels, they're asking me to mention that tonight because it is of significance. It's very important, and people can be aware of that energy. I think the next one is this summer, midsummer, when the next gamma wave energy comes in. It's like the whole solar system is changing, all the star systems and everything, and the gamma waves are coming in both because it's part of the cycle of the universe, but also it's helping our planet in its ascension process, and it moves everything forward, including all those who have dark agendas on the planet, those in government that might have dark agendas, I'm not talking about our government, I mean world governments. It helps shift and change all of consciousness. So it's all good, but it's also intense energy and knowing what to do with it. And some people can, with this full moon, you'll probably hear about people, blowing themselves up or doing things because the emotions can also be go the other way. Well, we know about that, right, David? When you take the emotional and you haven't cleared the inner anger, inner rage within yourself and stuff like that,
right,
then the emotions can be expanded in a way that we don't know how to control or balance our bodies. So those of us who are aware in the light and light workers and on the path can help rein that in and help hold the light for everyone as we move through this powerful gamma wave coming in.
Beautiful. Well, just for the callers on the line, just to let you know, Athena will be doing readings, so please be patient. But she likes to do a meditation before she begins to help center you. And so I'll invite you to do that now if you'd like. And also, callers, stay on the line and listen to the show because I'm going to be announcing an exciting roster of guests that are coming up over the course of the next month. And you're going to want to mark your calendars because I have people like Danyan and Leo Bonomo, et cetera. So, Athena, feel free to, if you'd be so kind, to grace us with your meditation. Now's the time.
Very good. So, everyone tuning in now or not tuning in or that'll be listening to this call later, you'll still, no matter when you listen to the replay, you'll still receive the energy coming in because it's seated in that way. It's frequencies that come in and are recorded energetically that's the way my work is. It's always that way, whether we have recordings or MP3s or whatever. So as we're tuning in, we want to take 7 deep breaths, breathing in. And as you're breathing in through the 7 main chakras, the crown, the top of the head, the third eye, the throat center, heart, the solar plex, abdomen, lower abdomen, root center, through the center of our being, down to the center of the earth. And as you're breathing in, cyclically, breathing in, holding 7, releasing, breathing in 7, holding 7, counts, releasing 7, and just continuing to do that, noticing that the breath itself helps you clear all thoughts, all concerns of the day, the week, whatever. The breath itself, the prana, the life force, is all that is. It's all that has ever been and ever is ever needed. And as we're linking in, allowing the beautiful golden radiance of Father, Mother, God, the great central sun beaming above us, and letting that golden crystalline light move down through all those centers, down through you and down through the center of the earth, anchoring and melting away all the past, clearing, purifying, realigning all multidimensional bodies, nervous system, blood system, circulatory systems, cellular, solar, skeletal. Just realigning, clearing, purifying. Linking into the center of the earth, what's called the harmonic shield in the center of the earth. And that shield is a grounding cord, grounding force that we can link in with and feel full protection of light around us. In that radiance of the harmonic shield, nothing can interfere with us on any level or dimension, time, or space, and we're in that shield of light. So letting that harmonic shield, which is gold and silver and some violet in it, just move back up through you, through your whole being, surrounding, linking in with the divine, the great central sun, as above, so below. And the violet consuming flame, we're calling in through Saint Germain to consume, purify, clear our atomic structure. And the blue flame of Lord Michael, the archangels of protection, above and below, in the blue-silver dome of absolute sealed protection light. Feeling that energy now, feeling the difference of when we started this call versus now, noticing that that is indeed a shield. So as we go about our day and our life, we always have this shield around us, we invoke it. So we are not affected by others' energies or interferences or, you know, there's so many thought forms bouncing off around the planet, all the electronic signals and everything else. And cutting and clearing the cords that connect us with others so that we're not entangled in their energies. And the blue flame does that really well, the blue flame and blue lightning. The sword of Archangel Michael, his sword, cuts through and helps to clear those energies. So that's what we're doing right now. And in that space now, we're just linking in with this beautiful spring equinox energy that's coming in, the gamma waves from the great central sun of suns, of 1,000 suns, linking in with this beautiful golden crystalline, it's almost like iridescent light. As we link in with this beautiful gamma wave energy coming into our planet throughout this week and continuing, it'll start to integrate and kind of wane off after the full moon, but on the 23rd. But just linking in with it now for your highest good, for the highest good of the entire planet, linking in with it with our loved ones, family, friends, as above, so below, for the highest good, for highest wisdom, healing, truth, and inspiration to come through. And most of all, linking in with I Am America for America's highest good at this time, clearing, purifying all dark agendas, dark energies, anything that is not of the light, allowing that, holding that energy with those beautiful gamma waves coming in to hold a great victory of light, victorious light for I am America and all countries of the world, the entire world, all countries, all continents, linking in with all the portals and stargates of the planet, all the minor and major portals and stargates of the mountain ranges and of the water portals, lakes, rivers, lakes, oceans, entirety, all the elemental kingdoms, nature kingdoms, all the elders' kingdoms, the Native American kingdoms, the whale and dolphin kingdoms, the ascended masters, the legions of light, councils, all councils, the ascended hosts, intergalactic federation of light. So we're linking in with them now all. So this expanding energy is linked in with us each individually and with all of humanity in this entire planet and beyond as a whole. And allowing that beautiful gamma wave energy to come in now and focus on your third eye and your heart center, the highest good for you, but also, most of all, for all of humanity as one, because we are all one. And guess what? All of humanity wants, ultimately, all the same, that for their highest good, for their highest well-being, health, wealth, abundance, joy, love, peace, prosperity, enlightenment, resurrection, as we come into this time of Easter, the resurrection, the ascension, for all, for each one to raise their own vibrations, to attune to their own God selves, to change their lives in the highest way, so that they're all one, assisting each other in oneness, in fairness, and in sharing, and in unification, joining together as one, and that the gamma ray, the gamma waves, which are like a mandala and an icon of beautiful, radiant frequencies that are just infinite energy. And we bring that into the center of the planet, Mother Earth, and see the gamma waves just washing and cleansing and uplifting in vibrations in a permanent way, not just a bath, but a saturation with all of the environment, the ecology of the planet, the waters, the oceans, the mountains, the environment. For mankind, humankind to stand up for the ecology, the environment, for education, for awareness, for enlightenment. One focus, one mind in that way being expanded. And to dissolve and diminish all negative agendas that are not for the highest good for all of humanity, including climate change and all the rest. We know all the rest. We know the rest for the full restoration of planet Earth. And in this way, holding this energy and knowing it in, within yourself and within your heart, just place your right hand over your heart center now. I am that I am. I feel this golden sun come into your heart center. Just linking in with that now in a global coherence. I am that I am, I am that I am, and just feel the oneness and the connection with all of it, and see that there is no separation. We are all one. We, in this way, are doing a great service, that this service that we've just done for the whole planet comes back to bless us in unlimited ways, and so it is. We give thanks, gratitude to all the legions of light with us now, and to these beautiful gamma rays that we've just linked in, we've just anchored that into the planet. And planet Earth is saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because Mother Earth is a being, and her I Am presence is thanking our I Am presence. And unlimited blessings are unfolding from this. And so it is. We give thanks, and so it is. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Well, folks, get your pens handy because I'm going to be asking Athena for her contact information in a minute, and I'll give you some of the upcoming shows you're not going to want to miss. So let me do that first so that you'll be sure to get Athena's contact information. I have a new psychic medium, new to the show, by the name of Maxine Mayer. She's going to be on March 25th, and I understand she is remarkable. I have the internationally renowned psychic medium Danyan on April 1st. Akashic Records reader Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre is going to be on April 8th. Internationally renowned psychic Mary Blake will be on April 14th. And our British psychic medium, Leo Bonomo, who will do cold readings with your loved ones. He won't ask you anything. He'll just start right off and do a reading the minute he hears your voice. He's phenomenal. He's going to be on April 17th. So I hope you've marked down those dates, and we'll tune back in. And Athena will be back on the show on May 5th. She's on every 2 months. So, Athena, what is your contact information?
Well, they can contact me through the website, but it's easier just directly. It's just athenastar808@gmail.com. That's athenastar808@gmail.com. And the direct number is 808-258-1063. That's 808-258-1063. My website's athenastar.com, just for info. Okay?
So if you want to do some serious work and get some life transformational help, that's the way to get in touch with her. And for now, we're going to go on to the phone lines. Thank you for being so patient and waiting, callers. Lisa is up first. And Lisa, you're live on the air.
Thank you so much. I feel very blessed and honored to be able to come on. And thank you, David. And thank you, Athena.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask if it's okay, Athena. What can you pick up any energy on my relationship, please?
Okay. What state are you in, please?
Arizona.
Oh, yes. I remember you. I thought you were that, Lisa. Just wanted to make sure. The relationship. Can you give me a first name, or are you not, or a first initial? That'll help.
Bob.
Okay. Is he a distance from you?
We're well emotionally, or
I pick up a distance from you. That's what your guides are saying. He's a distance from her. Energy. Well, I mean physically.
He is at some distance. I mean we're not physically in the same house, but, you know, we're in each other's houses a lot.
Okay, so just think about him for a moment in your mind's eye. Just think about him because I'm not, for some reason, not picking him up close. Yeah, energetically also. He has had, I'll just channel what they're saying here. Mm-hmm. Has been some challenges because I see him looking at you and then turning away and then looking at you and turning away. So I also feel that this person has some well, everybody has some imbalances, but something, nervousness or something within his system that has been, that he is not sure within himself. Is that correct? Hello?
That's very correct.
Well, thank you. because we need that anchor point there. Okay. So he's looking at you, turning away, looking at you, turning away, and then you're in this emotional roller coaster for quite some time, and they're saying, it's almost like Saint Germain now, and I work with him very closely, as you know, for a long time, as I've been doing this work over 25 years. So when he comes in, that means, listen up, people. When he flashes in, that means he's connected with the person, the soul that we're working with very closely, and he wants to come in because he doesn't always come in with every person. He's beaming in very strongly, and it's almost like Father would come in, you know, because Saint Germain was Joseph, the father of Jesus, but he also comes in like a father energy because he is the father of the shift for planet Earth. I know that you know him very well. You know his essence, or you're connected with him very strongly, the violet flame. So what I'm getting from Saint Germain is, for some time now, dear one, we have been working with this, with you, beloved one, and this with Robert, or with Bob. They've been working. He's a very old soul, but he has some imbalances that have been tended to, and yet it's like the mother with the child, when the mother's taking care of a child and constantly needing attention. So he's saying this has been an emotional drain on you at times. You know this. You're aware of this. Yet you do have a strong bond with him. Not to say you're not connected. You are soulmates in a sense that you have been together in several lifetimes, ancient lifetimes, a Celtic, Druid, ancient spiritual lifetime. So when you have that connection, there is a sense of, he's my twin flame and I have, you know, da 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 da. But be aware, he's saying that there are many, we have many soulmates, many partners that we connect with in a lifetime and beyond. And there are other parties that could be aligned with you in a partnership in this lifetime until you are ready to open up to that. It's like, there's a doorway there right near you. There's a doorway, and it's opening up. It's like a golden doorway. It's like an archway. It's opening up, and it opens up other opportunities, other avenues, other connections. And so almost like Saint Germain is nudging for you to open that doorway and to allow others to come into your life as well. When you do that, it doesn't mean a whole, it just means open up to it energetically. And then that's when miracles happen. And he's saying, you know what he's talking about with miracles because you've seen them happen. You've witnessed them in your everyday life. You're very in touch with nature, with spirit. You're a free spirit, and you hear and see very well on other levels. But what he's saying is that you are not hearing him at times, and he wants you to know, like a father would speak to you, open this new doorway that they're opening for you. And it's coming. It's like coming in through this week and the next few weeks, opening up, and allow others to come. When you do that, that Bob person will want to hold on. It's like when you go away, the mother goes away, and the child goes, oh, I'm going to go off on my own effort. Then when the mother, he feels like the mother's not there, then the child starts going, oh, where are you? Where are you? Come back, come back. It's an energetic thing. It's a back and forth that you, I sound like I'm, but that, this is what's being said. It's a back and forth thing, dance, that you have done for several lifetimes with this being. You are very connected, but there are other sources that they're bringing to you. They cannot bring them through the doorway because you haven't been open, you haven't opened it yet. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. It rings so true.
So listen to what they're, it's energetically coming through, and then they're going to work with you in your dream state about this and allow them to, and just keep calling Saint Germain and, well, Arcturus, I also work with, he is the Chohan of the Violet Flame. Arcturus and Saint Germain are going to help you through this doorway. Kuan Yin also, she's one of the lords of karma and mercy, and she helps with unions, karmic unions. There is a new union coming to you, whether you meet them online at a spiritual website, whether you go out your door tomorrow and go down to the city and you meet someone that not in a bar, but where they're saying you can meet them at a, you know, in the next, but they're bringing someone else into your life, you just haven't allowed it. So they're saying, but be aware, it's like a ping pong, this one's like a rubber band, ping pong ball. As soon as you close, you complete that door and you release him on all levels and dimension, time and space in an Indian ritual, they do, you know, a ritual that you would do, you know how to do those, then what will happen is new doorways will open up to you and be open to them. You need to expand your horizons, all of that. And over the next few weeks or months, it doesn't mean you're going to meet them tomorrow, but you could, then Spirit is bringing in this other party, and I feel it is within the next few months. It's very close because that party's trying to reach you. It's like many people now are meditating, that are evolved, and they're tuning in to bring in their soul partner. But they can't bring them in if that person, that partner, is not listening or hearing or open. So they're wanting you to do that, prepare for it, and, you know, I can do more privately with you. But that's basically it in a nutshell. And that goes for many people. They're in that, you stay in the box, realize there's thousands of souls that could be other partners for you in this lifetime. You just haven't opened them. But they're going to bring, they see the party or that another party that's going to connect with you. They're bringing them forward. When you connect with that party, be aware that that Bob guy is going to try to nudge his way back in, rerun. Do not do it. Do not allow it. Because you go back like a ping pong ball. Because he is not moving at the level, he's not on the same level pathway. He's not going to, it's going to, you'll continue. It'll continue like it is for the rest of this lifetime if you allow it. So that's what they're saying. And it sounds like I'm being your mother, but that's what's being coming through loud and clear for you. So God bless, and then you know my contact info if you want to get back in touch. But you can do this, and there's someone there in the doorway, and it's beautiful, and it's a partnership, and it's an equal partnership, and you will feel like night and day with difference, and it'll be wonderful, and you'll be doing your work together and traveling together, and it'll be just wonderful. So just allow it. It doesn't mean that person was, Bob was bad, nothing. It's going to just continue ping pong ball for the rest of time if you allow it. Got it?
I got it. Oh, Athena, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you.
And give me a call later, you know, in the next few weeks, and just let me know that you're okay with that, that things are okay. I just, you know, care about you, and I just want you to be okay. Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Lisa. I'm glad that your call hung in there for the reading. God bless.
God bless. Can I listen? Can I continue listening?
Absolutely. Yep.
Thank you.
All right. Our next caller is Regina. And Regina, you're live on the air. Say hello to Athena.
Hi, Athena.
Hi, Regina. And what state are you in?
Georgia.
Okay. And what question do you have tonight?
Yes, I want to see what financial opportunities are coming in for me, because I'm getting, like, interviews or, like, some work with my creative side, but I know I need a more stable job to fulfill. So whatever you can pick up.
Okay. What did you say is your current work, or what you were doing? Can you say that again, please?
Well, I was saying that I was getting work for my creative side.
Correct.
Which is doing makeup. But and that's just gigs. But I know I need something that's going to be more stable.
Mm-hmm.
Like with benefits and things like that.
Of course. Getting you not too far away from, are you in northern Georgia?
Yes, northeast, yes.
Okay, like Rosetta, or what's that place called? Is there a place?
I'm, Yeah, I think you're thinking of Ros. It could be Roswell, or it could be Marietta, but I'm not over that area. I'm, like, more on the east side of Atlanta.
Okay. Okay. I'm getting something with an R, but that's okay. There's something near to you. I don't know that it's Atlanta, but it's or on that peripheral. It's not like downtown Atlanta, but there's somewhere.
Okay.
It's a city or town, like on the outskirts, and there's something there for you energetically. They're showing me that. Resume. Do you have a really nice resume with all of your backgrounds? You have a very good background. I don't think you've displayed it well enough, is what Spirit's saying. Or do you have is there a company you could contact online or whatever to prepare a nice resume for you? I see a beautiful resume, and that's going to be your ticket to this next doorway.
Okay. Well, I probably could look online and see, you know, because I know money is really tight for me. So,
yep.
But I know I need a more of a polished resume.
Yeah, but
there's a source that can do it, and
they're going to do it relatively non-expensive, and it's going to look very nice and beautiful. And I think it's online, or could be in your area,
okay.
But more like online. But do a search on, you know, resume, professional resume, low cost. You know, and you put it all in quote marks. When you're trying to do a search, put it in quote marks.
Okay.
At each end, because then it'll be a narrower search, and say specifically what you want. Professional resume preparation at low cost, and in your area, in Georgia, or whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then call them. Don't just do it online, but be able to call those people and really get a feel for who you're dealing with. So you get
right.
Anyway, I'm saying all that, but that's coming from your guides. They want. It's very important. This resume, I can see it. It's pretty. It's even got like
a
little pretty something on the top that makes it distinguished. And then when you send that out, you're going to, because you have a good background also as like supervisor, manager, creative, not just creative, but level of responsibility, even management. You have those abilities. They're going to help you present it properly. Then you will get the position that you're wanting, and it is a great company. I feel it has to do with cosmetics or something in that align that field, and it's very good. I see you smiling, and you're at a beautiful like a desk, and you're helping. It's really nice. So it's the level that you're going to want. It might be a high level retail in cosmetics or something like that. But to get there, there's a step there. They're saying you're going to go up that step, and that step is the resume it's primo. It's premium.
Okay.
It's polished. It's actually shining. So that's what you need. And you also, with that, the confidence level, of course. I am confident in, I know I am, and it comes through your I am presence, your God self, but I am in the perfect new position at a, you know, just make a statement, write it out, and put it everywhere, but a statement that 25 words or less that says in the present time, I am in the perfect, wonderful, progressive job at, and you can even name some of the big companies that you would want to target are at a large cosmetic, you know, whatever type of arena you want. Like that, cosmetic company, even where they create products like that, because you're creative, where they create products, where you'd be helping with that. But you don't have to be in detail, but say it in a powerful way, in the presence that you're already in it, and I know it absolutely, and so it is. Thank you, God. That's what you want to do. Write it out and keep affirming it, because it's coming, and it's not far away, and I would say it's, you know, buyer before June is what I'm getting, okay?
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You take
thank
care.
You for calling, Regina.
All right, David. Nice talking to you, too.
Okay. Best wishes to you, darling.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. I don't know the identities of the next few callers. I'm going to call out area codes. Regina, you're going to be in limbo for just a minute, and then you'll be able to listen if you want.
Okay.
I'm having some problems with the studio here. Let's see what we do. Okay, let's try it again. It wants to keep you live. Maybe there's something else I'm supposed to tell you. Oh, come on. Come on. Wait a minute. Okay. Regina, you are still with us, but your mic's not live anymore. I'm going to go to area code 678, and you are live. What is your name, please?
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Well, say hello to Athena.
Hi, Athena.
Hi there.
How are you?
Oh, we're good. And what state are you in?
Georgia.
Oh, you're in Georgia, too. Okay.
Yeah.
Georgia. Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
I have an insurance claim that I've been getting a runaround from the insurance company, but I think I should have a decision from the insurance people. My contractor said submitted an estimate, so I'm trying to see if they're actually going to accept the estimate and release the check to start work, or what do you see around it?
To start work?
Pardon me?
You said they're going to, I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying they're going to release something to start work?
No, I'm trying to see if the insurance company is going to approve the contractor's estimate and release the check so the contractor can start working.
Got it. Thank you. Got it. You're coming through clearly now. Coming soon to a theater near you. That's what they're saying. 2 to 3 weeks.
What was the first part you said, coming soon?
It's a joke. Coming soon to a theater near you?
Oh, I did. Okay. That sounds like... Okay.
I know. You know when they say that, coming soon to a theater near you? It's a cosmic joke. It's 2 to 3 weeks it's coming, and it will be well-founded, and yes. So that's what I'm getting. Okay?
Okay.
And
anything
you're
else?
Doing a good job. Good job with that.
Just on the 2 to 3 weeks, is that 2 to 3 weeks for it to be completed or before I get money?
Hold on. Well, 2 to 3 weeks, you get the notification that it's completed, and then the check will be in the mail, as they say. The check's in the mail, so the check would come 2 weeks after that. So it could be, if it's not next week, the week after, and then you get a call, and then the check comes within 2 weeks from that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kath. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Again, I'm having trouble with the studio. Bear with me. The next caller is going to be area code 727. I can't bring you live yet. Okay, here we go. Okay, area code 727. What's your name, please? Hello, this is David Clark. I am... I've opened the line to area code 727. What is your name, please? We'll come back to you.
Yeah, I think they were speaking, but we couldn't hear them. Yeah.
Well, we'll try it one more time, and then we can always go back later if need be.
Sure.
Okay. Can you hear me, area code 727? I can't hear you. Don't worry, we'll come back. Okay, I recognize this next number. It happens to be a friend of mine. Is this Robin on the line?
Nope, it's Amber.
Amber, okay. Amber, say hello to Athena.
Hi, Athena.
Hi there, Amber. And what state are you in?
Syracuse, New York.
Yay, Syracuse, New York. I used to live in upstate New York. I was raised near Plattsburgh, yeah. What can we do for you tonight, Amber of Syracuse?
I was wondering about my baby.
What's the baby's name, please?
Unknown yet.
Thank you. Okay. Okay, I'm tuning in now. What did you want to ask, please?
Am I going to have a safe labor?
Okay. That background noise, could you possibly shut it down a little bit?
Yes, ma'am. Any consolation? Is it shut down?
Yep, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Okay, first of all, you've got Archangel Raphael and Archangel Michael coming in here to link in with you through this time to be with you. Assist you, their legions of light. So Raphael and Mike are going to help you through this process, all right?
Yes.
And they're coming in, they're linking in now. They wanted me to just know that they're connecting and aware of this situation, and your prayers have been heard and are being answered. There is there something with the amniotic fluid or something like that?
Not that I know of yet.
Okay. Okay, I'm not saying that there is. I'm just getting something, amniotic fluid. Something about that. Okay, you're very perceptive, very intuitive, so you sense that there might be some concerns or whatever. There's, they're going to help clear the way and make it easier, and that you're going to connect with people that are going to help support you through this. You will have the baby will be just fine. It will be healthy. There might be some challenges at the birth time because of the smallness of whatever, but they might decide to do a cesarean. I'm not sure. I'm just kind of looking into the future energy on this. What we're doing is a potential. It doesn't mean it's going to happen because we can change and shift things and all of that, and everything can be okay. But most importantly for you to if you can learn to meditate and the breathing, and always be at peace in Christ's presence, and the prayers are important, and the angels around you, and just knowing that and letting, and as the more you turn it over to God, even if there's some challenge at the birth time, it will be taken care of. I feel you have a good doctor and that are watching over, and the angels will work. The key is they're going to work through the doctors. That's the thing. When we ask for prayers and everything, we ask also for spirit to work directly through the doctors, through the nurses, so that everything is fully watched and taken care of as needed. Even if you end up having to have a C-section, it'll all be okay, not to worry. And the more you relax and attune and open up more in meditation and spiritual, as you listen to these radio shows, it helps you, healing and all of that. It's very important. The emerald green ray is the master healing ray. That's the ray that Archangel Raphael oversees and works with. So Raphael is going to become your best friend. Archangel Michael is the protector, protecting you. And you need to link in with them and read more about them and just be more in tune with them. The more healings that you have or readings and that, it'll help you all through this process. So it's very good that you're doing that. Everything will be okay. The baby will be healthy. There just might be some challenges at the birth, but Spirit's going to help move that energy so that everything will be okay. it'll be easier and better for you. Okay? So that's what faith comes in. So I'm glad you called in today, and God bless you and that beautiful little angel star baby that you're having.
Do they know what the baby is?
Hold on. I feel it's a boy. Do you know what it is yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. I getting it's more leaning toward the male energy. But yeah, more toward the male. That's what I'm getting, but it's not always easy to see. They're both aspects. Every child is both aspects, but I'm getting more leaning toward male energy. But it will be a healthy baby. Everything will be fine. Just remember to breathe and do meditate. Learn to meditate. The more you learn to meditate and let the light move through you, the easier it's going to be, and everything will, you'll feel more relieved, more relaxed, and everything. Okay, sweetie?
Thank you so much, Athena.
God bless you, and we'll be praying for you, too. God bless now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, Amber. Thanks
Bye.
For calling on.
Bye, dear.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
All right, we're going to try going back to area code 727. I am bringing you live. You're live on the air.
Hi.
What is your name, please? Hi.
Oh, sorry about that. My name's Lisa.
Oh, no problem, Lisa. Another Lisa. How are you tonight?
Good, how are you?
Good, good. Say hello to Athena.
Hi, Athena.
Hi there. Are you in Florida, or is that just your cell phone?
Yeah, I am in Florida. Mm-hmm.
Yay, okay. I'm in Florida, too. I'm in Florida, too. God bless you. God bless the state of Florida.
Yay for Florida.
It needs a lot of blessings, yeah. So what can we do for you, Lisa?
I want to know what you see coming up for my career.
Okay, and what, may I ask, the job that you're in right now, Lisa? And if you're not, it's okay.
I do have a job right now.
Okay, what area of focus is it? What area?
I teach. I'm teaching right now.
Okay. Very good. You're a good teacher, too. You're very conscientious, they're saying, and you're heartfelt, and you help children, which is what anyone would want in a teacher. So you, like, go the extra mile, and you help children, even that you see that need extra help and things like that. Is that correct?
I work with adults.
Well, they're children, too.
Yeah.
Some of them are children. But you help, you go out of your way to really help them more than...
I try my best.
That's what I'm getting. That's what your guides are saying. You don't give yourself enough acknowledgement or credit, and so they want you to know that. And some of them are like children, but it's okay. You help those that need. You just do. You have a way of doing that, and that's wonderful. It's kind of like you're a semi counselor in a way, and that's good. Okay, so you are. Hold on. Let me just see here. This is very good where you are, but there's something else that's going to open up to you, through the summer, within 6 months, and it's a step up. So I'm seeing, like, you're smiling and you have new clothes, so I assume it's step up, meaning more money, more promotion, more expansion. So to continue with what you're doing it the best, always go out of the box in the sense of doing more above and beyond, which you have a tendency to do, because that's going to bring you to the levels that you want. Write, and very important, I'm sure you know this, but writing out what your ultimate goal is in that arena, not just teaching, but perhaps being a consultant of some kind at some point, or writing your book. You're going to write your book, and it's going to help many people. Writing out that brief list, your highest goals or objectives, because it will manifest. Writing grounds the energy, and my next perfect position will, I'm grateful, my next perfect career position, blah, blah, blah. Writing out a statement like that and carrying it with you, putting it on your mirror, putting it everywhere, helps you can do it one step at a time if you don't want to be overwhelmed by, you know, 5 years from now or whatever. And doing that, because you're seeing it, knowing it, affirming it, and it's leading to that. So I'm just getting the next position will be not exactly what you're doing, but taking all of that and moving into another level of responsibility and helping a lot more people. And also your book's going to be very good, I'd say within a year to two, the book will come out, and keep writing it. If you haven't written it yet, it's going to come out.
I definitely haven't written it yet. I don't know what you're talking about on the book. But, you know, you're not the first psychic to talk to me about this book, so that's kind of funny.
Well, there you go. See? Your guides are saying it. And it's a simple thing about what you're doing uniquely in your work and how you got to that point of what you're doing. But also, it's a book that's going to help a lot of people, and it's just in general, it's simple when it's going to come to you in an outline and everything else, and it's not difficult. But it's not there quite yet. I would say maybe within a year or so you'll get it started or whatever. But it has to do with teaching and helping people, and it's like a how-to book. So start. When you get ideas or flashes, write it down. Have a notebook that's your notebook to your book, and just jot down things that come to you about inspiration, about people and how to help them, how to teach them, how to, you know, it's, and you have a good sense of humor, so it's going to have humor in it. So it will do very well. So just start jotting it down. Just take, you know, if other people have told you that, that's a sign, don't you think so?
Yeah, I definitely do.
So it's leading to that. So make the notes, do your homework. And also,
I'll be relocating out of this house? I've been kind of waiting for that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you will be. But in the fall, there's a new offer. But again, you too, polish up your resume nicely, just like that other lady I told on the line. Get a polished, beautiful resume, shining, and then it goes out to other sources. But you have something new coming in, so. Just leave no stone unturned. Keep envisioning it, knowing it. But in the fall, you have it's like you're at a whole different level, and you have beautiful. You're just smiling and glowing, and it's good. You may yes, I feel you will relocate. It won't be far away, but it'll be in a place where you like better, and everything's much better.
When? I'm getting antsy. I've been waiting for a while.
Okay.
When do you see that happen?
Okay, relocate. It's not going to just happen. You got to do the groundwork for it too. Get your resume and send it out. But it's like search for sources online. Through online sources, like simple as like LinkedIn. The other day sent me. This is just an example. They sent me an email saying these 10 positions we tracked for you. These new jobs.
Yeah, I'm already a member of all that, and I do get those now. Yeah, I definitely get the leads.
Well, it can be as simple as that, looking at some of those. And one of those would have matched what I used to do, which was Human Resources Administration, and it was in Sarasota, Florida, which is right near where I am. And if I were in that arena still, I would have taken that position, but it's not what I am. That's not my arena right now. But it was like perfect, the salary, my background, and it would have been a position where I was consulting as a human resources administrator, not being in a human resources company and having to work with 10,000 employees, but I would have been consulting other companies. So it can be as simple as that. It's something that everything that you've done comes together, and your skills, everything are perfect. So I'm just giving you an example of that. Leave no stone unturned. Get your resume polished. Keep knowing it, envisioning it. It's going to come to you, but just, you know, do the legwork for it as well, okay? And then your book, start jotting down notes, things that come to you about that are going to inspire people, how that can happen and from your teaching experience. And you're on track. Congratulations.
Okay, thanks.
On your new position, it's beautiful. I see it already. It's there. It's already coming to you, and you're going to You won't miss it. It's your destiny. Got it?
All right.
Bye-bye now.
I was hoping that I'd be moving sooner.
Well, sooner. I'm getting within 6 months. Do you know what that means? It could be less than 6 months, sweetie. When they're saying within six, because spirit, their time, there is no time and space in spirit. So when they're saying a time frame, they don't want people to hold on to time. I didn't get my new job in 2 weeks, so that psychic was wrong. Wrong thing to do. You don't tie yourself to time. When they're saying within 6 months, which is what they're saying in answer to your question, that means within 6 months. It could be less. It could be, you know, a month from now. Don't attach time to it. Know that you're already in it. It's already happening. And before you know it, you'll be in it. But I just used the fall as a reference. I saw you in this new outfit, beautiful, shine. You're so happy. And the fall is September. That's not far away. It doesn't mean nothing happens till then, but that's what I was seeing. Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Okay, Lisa,
bye-bye.
Have a beautiful night. Take care.
Thank you, guys. Thank
okay,
you so
God bless.
Bye-bye, thank you.
You're welcome. We're moving on to area code 808, and you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, this is Gail. I'm calling from Hawaii.
Oh, my
hi.
God, I got a call from Hawaii. I'm so happy.
Hi. Hi. Yeah, my question's kind of different. I'm just kind of going through a major life change. My boyfriend just recently passed in a surfing accident. We've been together for 16 years, and I'm basically starting over. You know, I'm going with the court system right now in the house. But I'm wondering, you know, it's just been really a challenging, stressful time in my life right now, just like survival and things right now. But I'm wondering, what do you see should be my next move, my next step? I mean, what do you see might be happening in the next, you know, like May, June or something? Like, what do you pick up? Anything? Or do you pick up anything on the other side, too? Or
on the other side?
Yeah, because he crossed over. So, I mean, do you pick up anything from him? Or
okay. Oh, sure. I can do that for you.
Yeah.
Are you on Oahu?
Yeah, I'm on Oahu, the North Shore, you know, the surfing capital. Yeah, he was a big known, well-known surfer. His name is Ace Cool. His real name is Alec Cook. So, yeah, he's, you know, pretty well-known. So, and he went in a surfing accident. He went missing, and they never found him. But I already know it was a complete freak accident. You know what I mean?
He was in a surfing accident. Oh, I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
How long? It was a few months ago?
Yeah, it was October 27th.
Okay, thank you for that. I'm so glad to speak with you. I lived in Hawaii 23 years, and I miss it a lot. I'm in Florida now.
Wow.
I do
return. What island?
Did
you live on?
I lived in Honolulu, but I also lived a lot on Maui. Maui. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you might have known who he was. You ever see that postcard, the guy riding the biggest wave?
Yes.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It was worldwide news. I mean.
Okay, so
yeah,
I know right
yeah,
now. He guided you to call in tonight because I'm not on David's show that often, and he knew I'm connected with Hawaii in an infinite way. In fact, my contact phone number is 808-258-1063. I kept my cell phone from Hawaii.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were together for 16 years, you know, so it's just
it's really
hard.
Got it. So I'm tuning his energy right now. He's coming in all surfers are very spiritual, very powerful. They're very old souls, and they have they get to a point of no fear. They just ride. They're one. A surfer told me a long time ago that they're one with spirit. When they're riding those waves, especially large,
right.
They're just one with the whole universe and spirit. And
the mer
right?
people right now. Yeah, totally. I think he's out there swimming with the mermaids and the dolphins, and he's out there still surfing those big waves, you know?
Yes. Okay, so thank you for that. So we're tuning into him. So his real name was Alex?
Yeah, his real name's Alex Cook, and his surfing name was Ace Cool.
Wonderful, wonderful. Nice to meet you. Okay, so let's just tune in with him now. It's second here. Alex, Duke, also, he knew I had an affinity with that great surfer named Duke Kahanamoku.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Statue on Waikiki Beach, yeah.
Yeah.
He was right there when Alex crossed over Duke and all their friends and spirit and the Ali'i and all the kahunas and all the, they were right there and they just picked him up in spirit and brought him through the other side, just so you know.
Wow, that's, one of his best friends crossed over here is back. This guy, Mark, too, he was a other well-known surfer, and their birthdays are a day apart. So I'm like, I want to get a plaque next to his name at Waimea Bay because that's where he went missing at. And that just happens to be like his best friend has a plaque there too. And I'm like, oh my God, I have to do this because they're like the birthdays are a day apart. And it's like, there's the only two that would be there, the plaques at Waimea, that's where he went missing at, you know?
Waimea Bay, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Waimea is, okay, that's on the North Shore, right?
Right, right. It's
yeah,
where they hold the Eddie Aikau contest. They just had
that's
this year.
Where the most dangerous waves are. Yes, I remember
right,
that.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. He's the one that was writing that on that postcard. It was like a 50-foot wave outside of Waimea right there. So it's kind of weird because that's where he caught the biggest wave back in the 80s, but he's caught many other huge big waves, too. And that's, like, weird because that's, like, the last spot he went surfing, too.
Okay. Well, sweetie, you know that every soul has, even though we don't always know consciously, but when it's time to move back into spirit, there's a higher reason for it, and he needed to return home, which is what he did. So he is still, this is a message coming through, he is always with you as one in spirit. He will never leave you. He will always be one with you in spirit. He will always be your Amakua. Do you know what that is, Amakua?
Yeah.
Okay, can you feel that? He's sending you a big hug. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Just take some deep breaths. He says, I will always be your Amakua. You are my dear one, my lady love, always and forever. And even though it was not always smooth times, he is there forever with you. He is your angel in spirit now, and he and the as your Amakua will help you through this process to receive what you deserve, and so you are protected and watched over and taken care of. That's what he's saying. So
yeah,
because
he's saying if we're not married and dealing with the legal system right now, the house, you don't have to go to court, so just to keep me in, you know, because now they own the house, they own, like, you know, everything. I'm just fighting to get money right now to survive, you know, but besides that, I made a small investment on the side, but that's something else. So, like, I don't know, like, I go to court, you know, and I don't know how much longer they're going to, you know, and he kind of messed up on the whole financial thing, so I'm kind of a little mad about that, too, with him, but anyways,
Hawaiians don't always tend to details in business too well. They, you know, they don't.
Go ahead, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, it's okay because they're in touch with the water and everything else, and they just kind of. So is it that his family have control of the house now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the court. See, we're not married, and there's no common law in Hawaii. And so he had a trust, and so now, you know, the bankers own the house, and now I'm going to court, see how long they'll let me stay in here, but I have a feeling they're only going to let me stay in here until, like, May or June, and it's like, I don't know what to do. I have to start over, you know, and, like, I'm supposed to get some money back this next week, but that's just, like, survival money. I mean, it's not going to really, you know. But the thing is, I know I'm kind of upset because he messed up on his will, too, so I'm totally just, everything's messed up right now. But here's another thing. I did make a small investment on the side, and I'm really hoping that goes through in May and June. And if it does go through, I will be able to start over. I'll be able to get my own place. Do you see anything like that coming into play?
Yes, you are. You are. Okay, first of all, just take some deep breaths and
okay.
When you're going to this phase of going into fear, just breathe through it. Bring in, call upon him as your Amakua, but also all the angels, Archangel Michael, and also Saint Germain helps the Violet Friend. Saint Germain helps people with justice
right.
and all of that as well. And the angels, all your angels around you, take about 7 deep breaths and just affirm, I am protected. I am taken care of. All is well, and I am safe and protected in God's arms. However you want to say it, just some, you know, write it out, say it a million times a day or, you know, every time you go into a fear thing. That'll help you ground the energy and stay out of fear. That's, and yes, you are protected. You are going to be taken care of. I do get a strong possibility of a movement in May or June, and you will have a place. The Amakua of the ocean are going to help you. All the legions of the ocean, you've got all them helping you. They know about this, and he also does. So he's saying that from those levels, they're going to help with this. And it's a new life for you, new beginnings, and you are going to be more than okay. And I also feel like some new creation or new endeavors that you're going to get involved with some other friends, maybe even friends of his that have some business or things that they do, and you're going to enjoy it too. Do you do some kind of crafts or something like that?
No, you know, I wrote a children's book on star seeds, you know, our connections
well,
to the Pleiades and the Sirians. Yeah, and it's called Star Seeds in Hawaii. And I just published it on Amazon. And so I've been on my own spiritual path, you know. I know my star connections, and I know all about that. And, yeah, so I'm there, but it's just like I've been just at home doing a lot of research and studying and stuff. But right now I don't have a job because I've been so stressed out. I've been, like, at home. My girlfriend had to fly over here and stay with me because I was having panic attacks.
Yeah.
You know, in the whole court system, I'm like, are they going to throw me out? You know what I mean? Like, where do I go? I have pets, you know what I mean? And the money, you know, I'm waiting for the money. But I can't really get on the court system.
Do you have an attorney, or were you able to get an attorney in some way?
Yeah, but my attorney, he's helping, but he's not, like, really wants to help much more, I don't think. You know what I mean?
Because he doesn't think he can win, right?
Yeah, I just think when I go back to court in May, the judge might be like, okay, well, we're not going to keep this an open missing case, because usually, you know, 3 to 5 years, but I just don't see it going on that long.
And so basically all of that's going to go to a member of his family, Alex's family?
His parents passed away. I mean, they're here. They would totally help me. His aunt flew over from Maui, and she's been, like, totally helping me as much as she can, you know, like, went to court with me. And
his
family is very supportive.
He's prompting some family members to help you also. Reach out to the family because they're helping, assisting you. And somebody, they're helping a lot. And I just get someone else coming in April, someone else stepping into the center of this to help you. I feel like there's a male energy, and Duke's bringing them. It's like a strong warrior energy, and they're going to help you through this. Also, the courts, they want that property. They want that property because it's money to them. But somebody of a strong male, he's going to bring in someone else, he's telling me, in April. Not to worry. Hold on. To help with this situation, to help to keep staying where you are. But if it doesn't, they're doing everything they can on the other side. So they're going to help. They're helping you. There's someone else that's going to come into the picture. That's going to work with this and knows the laws and going to assist, and that's in April. If by May and June, it it doesn't, if for some they can't shift it, then he's saying it doesn't matter because she has, there's another place she will be guided to. Everything will be okay. She is protected. I'm seeing to this through family and friends and all of that, and also some other new things opening up for you. So this is like when things like this happen, it also opens, flings us into a new energy, like the gamma rays coming in, for new creations, and it's always better. So stop thinking it's worse, my life is going to hell, all that. Don't even go there. This is a total blessing for you. Every day, I am blessed in every way. Thank you, God. All is blessed, and all miracles are happening every day. You want to keep affirming that. Also, get holistic herbs. Calm yourself down, your nervous system. Yeah, your nervous system.
Right.
There's a product through Nature Sunshine, if you know about them, you just order. You have a Nature Sunshine store in Honolulu. Nature Sunshine, remember that name. And they have a product called Anxious Less, or Mood Elevator, or Anxious Less. And it's very good, and it calms the nervous system, and it'll help you a lot. Have somebody help you to get that product, okay?
Okay, that's good. I know I had to go to the doctor, and like, I'm totally not into prescription drugs at all, but I had to get Xanax because I was like having major panic attacks. And I went back to the doctor, and she's like, well, I'm not going to give you any more because I don't want you to get addicted to them. And I'm like, I understand that, but I'm just like, but I'm waking up with panic attacks, you know? When I get some money to the court system next week, I already went on to the herbal store shop and already made my list for, you know, like passion flower and valerian and try to, you know, get a list of herbs where I can switch over. And, you know, because that's where I really want to be. It's just right now I'm just in survival mode.
Yeah, valerian is good. They have it at the health food stores. But Nature Sunshine, if you can get just one product that has everything in it, try to do that too, okay?
Okay.
You know.
And then do you see, though, because even though the house thing, I mean, yeah, I have to say every of the house reasons, but my thing is I don't even really like being here anymore. It's just because I feel like I'm in baggage. And
it's new beginnings for you, new creation, so it may be for your highest good, he's saying, for you to move out of there. But he's bringing someone in April that's going to help you more with this situation of the house. If it is possible to hold on to it, that person can help you. But he's saying if not, because it's all variable on the earth plane, but by marriage, some new things are opening up, and you will have a good place and stay in touch with all the family and friends, and everything is going to be better for you. This is a new doorway, new beginnings, and he's always with you in heart of hearts. He's always watching over, and you have a lot of help spiritually. So just know that, okay, sweetheart?
Good. And then that investment, do you see that going through? It's like that's what I – because when I know that goes through, I know that's the money. That's the only thing I know it'll really save me to go move and start over. So do you see that coming into play, like by May or
– investment in – did you do it in Hawaii, something in Hawaii?
No, it's a whole other thing. It's a financial investment I did on the side totally on my own. And I'm hoping that should be coming into play. Because once that comes out, I'll be able to, you know, I'll be fine. But right now,
okay.
I'm just like, yeah.
Yes. Yes. I kind of get like April, May, something like that.
Okay.
It feels more like May, but yes, that is going to come through, and even if it doesn't come by June, it's okay. You're going to be totally okay. People are going to around you. I see a lot of hands out and helping you, so just know that you're walking through this, and yes, that investment will come through. It may not be what you are expecting, but it is going to come through, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Aloha, and remember, you have my phone number, okay?
Yeah,
God bless.
Yeah, right.
God
you're on Hawaii, too. Maui, right? You're saying?
Well,
yeah.
I used to live in Honolulu, but not now. I do travel back and forth.
Okay, well, thanks. We'll be in touch, but thank you so much.
Aloha.
Okay, bye.
Bless you, Gail. Okay,
cool.
We're going to take one more caller. and it's area code 917. I'm trying to bring them live.
Mm-hmm.
Having a little technical difficulty again. Oops. Oh. Hang in there, area code 917. For a minute, oh, there you go. What's your name, please?
Oh, hi, David. This is Ellen. Thank you for taking
my
call.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you. I'm so glad I got through. Hello, Athena.
Hello there, Ellen. And what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Great. Go ahead.
Let me ask you, I want some good news. I know that's a terrible way of starting a reading, but I've had a very rough week, and it got to the point where tonight I'm just, like, so tired and I broke down in tears. I would just love a reading that gives me some good news, something that's going to happen in the near future that'll let me hang on. That's okay.
Okay. And what is the work you do right now?
I manage grants, get grants. I'm called a development officer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Yes, and you're very, very good at what you do, they're saying. Very good indeed. Wow. You do so much. You're very efficient at it as well. I see that. Okay. Easter is next Sunday on the 27th. So they're showing me, as a reference, your angels are. Because they're talking to your angels.
Mm-hmm.
A white lilies. A whole bouquet of white lilies, you know, because the lilies represent Easter, right?
Yes.
And it's like new beginnings, new purity, new creation, ascension, all of that. And after Easter Sunday is a 7 week, every week after that, 7 weeks, it leads to what's called in spiritual tradition, Catholic tradition. I'm not saying anyone needs to be Catholic or anything like that, but just the Christian thing. Every week after builds up to the 7th week, which is the full ascension.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're showing me the white lilies. A bouquet of white lilies that's being sent to you within your heart of hearts right now, a white lily. So that's showing us new creation, new opening coming. And even mm-hmm. though it seems like you've been through the ringer of the washing machine cycle,
yeah.
Like many have, they're saying do not feel alone, because many have in the last several months or few years or whatever. And all of it, as you know, leads to what? The opening, it pushes us in our buttons. It pushes us to higher attunement. It pushes us to higher spiritual growth. It pushes us to open up more, to shift, to change. It always is silver lining, and always everything is, if we know that in our heart of hearts, which is true, everything is always for the highest good, then we know that everything we've been through is a blessing, and it's blessing us. And when we get that, we open up to that more. It's like an aha. And then, boom, we graduate and we get to move to the new level. We do move to the new levels. So it's understanding all of that. And that all that is just energy. Everything we experience is energetic. It doesn't really exist. It's just energetic. So I'm pushing you out of that belief system that everything is real, because it's not on the earth. But it's energetic. Everything's energetic. We're all playing the roles, all going through it. You're a very evolved being, and you've been on your path a while, and you're moving through these doorways. And so dealing with the earth plane becomes sometimes more challenging. And so know all of that, they're saying. The white lilies are coming to you as a symbol in your heart of hearts, opening up and just blessing you. I just get Mother Mary blessing you and sending all this beautiful radiance through your being and softening all this stuff to realize that you are blessed and compassionate soul, and you're being prepared for very beautiful, special things coming up. Now, within the next 7 weeks after Easter, each week is like stepping stones or whatever, and everything's after that, I get after Easter, everything's blossoming. I see you smiling, you're walking down the pathway, and it's becoming brighter and brighter and glowing and beautiful, and you're just really letting go and letting God and getting it and not allowing any of the stuff on the earth plane with people, relationships, work, affect you. And it's opening this energy that's leading to your next step on your path and in your work. And it's like it doesn't matter anymore. Everything just melting away is what I'm seeing. And it doesn't mean, you got to wait 7 weeks. It just means that the doorway is open after Easter. And everything's melting away and changing and shifting. And I see you smiling. It's like middle of April, you're smiling, and it just gets brighter and brighter. That's what they're showing me. They're not showing me the details, but it's like symbolic of blessings coming into your life and opening up to new people, new creations, new things. Everything is new. And everything you've done has led you to that point, and you needed all of that. And then, it's a beautiful scene that they're showing us. And what you've been wanting or hoping for in the next level in your career is opening the doorway for that. So I see like a hand shaking and smiling. It's almost like feels like a new position, a new offer coming up and opening up through that 7 week period. And it could be a week after Easter. It could be, you know, it's just this, something about the 7 weeks of Easter. It's beautiful. They're all like they're stepping. They're like steps. The 7 weeks are like these steps, and you're spiraling up the steps.
That sounds wonderful.
Oh gosh, you asked for a nice message. That just came through. That's beautiful. It is beautiful. And Mother Mary, keep in touch with her. She is a very strong light with you, Mary, Mother Mary. Mm-hmm. And excuse me, the Archangel Gabriel as well, the messenger and the truth seeker. And also Uriel, Archangel Uriel, is a messenger of wisdom. And, of course, Michael's always there as a protector. But those are the strongest beings coming through with you. Attune with them every day and keep knowing that all of it is melting, all the past, it's all melting away and new horizons are opening up now. And just you too, write out in 25 words or less, keep it in your purse, put it under your pillow, put them on your mirror. The next perfect I am in the next perfect career position or whatever you're wanting to create. I am grateful. I am already in this wonderful, you know, just describe it in 25 words or less. Memorize it. Become one with it. Bring it into your heart and just be it, because that's going to help things move along as well with this. And however you want to, you know, say it. And also there's a book that you're going to, if you're not writing already, and a lot of things are going to be opening up that you were surprised about. So expect the unexpected. That's what she's saying. And write that on there. I now expect unexpected miracles every day in every way. I now expect unexpected miracles every day in every way. And so it is. Thank you, God.
That's so beautiful.
That's what's coming through for you. And, of course, everyone that's listening can also remember those words. They're beautiful words. God bless you. It's so nice to speak with you, Ellen.
Thank you, Athena. And thank you, David.
Oh, nice to have you again, Ellen. You take good care, hon.
You too.
Okay. God bless.
Good night.
Well, Athena, thank you so much. It's
yes,
been a great show.
Oh, and the Hawaii connection was so special, too, to me. So wonderful as well. All of them, beautiful souls, were just a delight. And we'll be with you again soon. And then should I give my contact info again, or do you think
yes,
they got it?
Yes, why don't you
do?
Go ahead.
Okay. It's just to email me direct, athenastar108@gmail.com. That's athenastar808@gmail.com or directly on my Hawaii cell phone, 808-258-1063. 808-258-1063. I'm also on Facebook under Athena Star Visionary Sarasota, Florida, Facebook and LinkedIn. If you want to read more of my profile and or my website, athenastar.com. It's been a total pleasure with everyone tonight. Blessings to each and every one, and enjoy those beautiful gamma waves coming in for on the spring equinox coming up.
Well, thank you, Athena.
Thank you. And oh, I do sessions and also teleconferences. I do a full moon teleconference almost every month. And also sessions and the usual things that we do in this work. Thanks, David. It was a great pleasure to be with you.
You're welcome. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. God bless everybody.